Hello? This is Michael. This is just Michael.
Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, man.
All right. It's just you and I.
Yeah, I won't be able to talk much because I'm in an aircraft here, but I can introduce Jason, it looks like, anyway. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Am I overly
Okay.
loud?
Nope.
All right. Heather's scanning some pictures, so let me know if there's background noise.
I do hear a little. Are you typing?
No. No, I'm not typing or anything right now. As a matter of fact, she's not even scanning. You sound good, though.
I don't need to talk any louder than this, do I?
No. No, I can hear you just fine.
Good.
I'm going to make sure to try to check my volume with this headpiece with plugs in both ears. Sometimes I get to raising my voice, you know. Curtis of Arizona making notes here. So it announced the recording when you got in.
Announced
this aircraft is more than likely going to need an antenna change. For them to do that, they're going to have to change this to a heavier worse dry. So they are going to get your gate checks off, land your guys' team plane. We're going to see if we can work out a deal with our dispatch, our company's going to get a weekend aircraft swap. Because as of right now, we're probably looking at a minimum of at least another hour delay. While you guys are doing that, I'm going to get on the phone and see if I can just bring up my force.
Hey, Jason, you there?
I'm here.
All right, this is Michael. Eddie's on the plane, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you guys hear that?
I heard something from like a radio, now I know what it is.
It sounded, Eddie, like they're switching your plane out. Yeah, I believe that's what it was. I think they're going to move to another plane here.
Yep, so now we're having a deboard. Outstanding.
Well, that's been par for the course so far.
I know. It's aggravating. It's every week.
Did my email come through, Jason?
Yeah, yes, it did. Thank you.
Should be waiting on Curtis, Jay, Rick, and Jim. Jay said he was going to do his best to be on time and was worried about reception.
Jim.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Eddie and we've got Jason on the line. This is Jim.
All right.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. We'll get started here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
We should be seeing Curtis and Rick tie in here shortly, and pending any delays, Jay as well. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, it's Michael.
Good, how
we've
you doing?
We've got Eddie and we've got Jason on the line, and Jim is also here. We're now waiting on Curtis and Jay.
Yeah, actually, you're waiting on Rick Jarvis as well. That's Rick Wisniewski, my business partner.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Two Ricks.
Well,
hey, Rick.
Hey.
Hey, guys, let me stay up too for a minute.
Hey, Eddie, if you're there, you might want to throw a mute on that.
Yeah, I've got mine on mute.
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
Oh, no problem. You made it in good order. We have Eddie on the line. We also have Jason and Rick on the line.
Okay.
Jim is here. We're waiting for Rick Jarvis and Curtis to tie in.
Oh, good. I'm not as late as I thought.
Not the last one, right?
Yeah. Do you ever want to be last?
No.
Sorry, guys. I'm off the plane and back in the terminal now. So hopefully it didn't sound too bad. I missed part of that. Who else on the call?
We have obviously you. We also have Jason and Rick. We have Jim Barrett. We have Jay Sanford. We're waiting on Rick Jarvis and Curtis Levin.
Oh, Rick W. Rick, how are you, man?
Good, Eddie. How you doing?
Fantastic. Stuck in Dulles. Such is the life.
That's right.
Eddie's doing phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah, they just had Jason and Michael heard part of it. They just had us deboard the plane again. So they actually got us on the plane. Then the captain came on and said, guys, yeah, you probably shouldn't have boarded. There's a maintenance issue, but hold tight. We'll check into it. They checked into it now. They kicked us off and said, we got to find another plane for you. They end up running out of options here. That's now the fourth plane change today. So, Michael, who are we waiting on? Rick Jarvis and who?
We're waiting on Rick and, let me see, we got Jay and Jim. Are you here, Curtis?
Yeah, Curtis was the one you were waiting for.
Okay, so yes, it's Curtis that we're waiting for and Rick Jarvis. I'm actually shooting them both an email to prompt here, but they did both confirm the time, so they should be tying in shortly.
We'll give another 2 minutes or so before we get started.
Yeah, I've got a hard cut at 6:30 or 7:30 Eastern.
During the boarding process,
nope, going to
all mute. Service members.
So what's the time on your delay looking like, Eddie?
I'm not really sure yet. I gotta talk to him. I gotta be honest, it's not looking so damn hot. I think I probably got one more wave of aircraft that I can actually get on before either I drive or spend the night. Or shoot myself. Well, I am looking at the board. There is a 10:05 that leaves here. Outstanding.
Curtis Lavin.
Hello, Curtis.
Yeah, sorry about that. For some reason, my phone kept on having problems with the access code, but and I'm pretty sure it wasn't user error, but you never know.
Never do. Well, we have Jason and Rick and Eddie on the phone with the project. We have Jim Barrett and Jay Sanford as well. With your addition, we are now waiting on Rick Jarvis, and I think we're going to give him a few, maybe a minute or two, and then we're going to get started.
Yeah, I say I got 7:08 here. We'll give him 2 more minutes.
I got static on the line. I'm gonna redial in since you're gonna wait a minute. See if I can get rid of
all
the
right.
Static.
Is that any better, Curtis?
I still hear static, but it's not like I can't hear anything. I can hear you guys clearly.
Well, I've got a couple of prompts out to Rick. He may be tying in. I asked him to advise if he's having any issues dialing in to the bridge. So.
Anybody know how to mute a BlackBerry in case any more of these noisy motorcycles come by?
I believe the silence on that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I guess it did.
All right, well, we're 10 after. If we want to get rolling, Eddie, Jason, Rick, Rick Jarvis will be tying in as he's available, I presume.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you guys virtually, if you will. My name is Jason Jarvis. I'm one of the owners of Cybernetic Incorporated. My business partner, Rick Wisniewski, is on the phone as well. You'll be very familiar with our names shortly. We are currently ramping up a large project involving migration of workstations, users, servers, resources, and mailboxes from our customer's mothership, if you will, to two brand new independent corporations that they're divesting to in some fashion. The project is a global in nature. They have locations all over the U.S., spanning all the way to Australia. So you name it, they have it as far as a physical location. The project itself doesn't entail necessarily international travel, which I'll address in a second as to why. However, be aware that this is going to be a large team. We're currently slated at 4 architects and 12 migration engineers. You fine folks would be the migration engineers, part of that team. It's a 24/7 type operation that the customer has asked us to staff. And the project goes easily this way through July and possibly into mid to late August, tentatively at this point. We expect it to go a tad bit farther than that due to, customer expectations versus reality. Project is challenging to say the least. It's more of a customer perception management issue than it is a technical project. Which is fine. Rick and I have many, many years of experience dealing with this type of customer, specifically this type of project. Be aware that I have put significant effort into this project such that expectations have been set up front so that it's broken up into the following, because the next logical question most people would ask me is, what does the support look like and what are we expected to do as far as supporting these migrations? You'll be pleased to know that as of Wednesday, I have received approval and agreement that, in a nutshell, you guys will be part of what's known as the Migration Experts Group. You'll be in charge or responsible for performing the actual migration procedures via Quest Migration Manager for Exchange and Active Directory. What that means is that on the other side of the coin, not migration, but actual support, ITT, the customer has stated that they have 4 different levels of support built in. There's level 1, which is basically triage or phone call takers. Level 2 are the actual dispatched individuals. I go back a second. Level 1 dispatches. Level 2 is actually the folks that go to the physical locations and visits the desks. Level 3 are escalations for level 2 for new issues or issues that can't be resolved. Level 4 is architecture / vendor contact, which is where myself, Rick, Eddie, and one other architect named Justin would be sitting. So the moral of the story and the beauty of this is that you guys get to focus on nothing more than the migration procedure, ensuring that the migrations are being performed per the schedule given to us, getting time to make sure that any issues that arise at the tool, you have sufficient and unfettered time to adjust and account and diagnose. And you have myself, Rick, Justin, and Eddie to provide air cover for you in the event that somebody attempts to snag you on a support call. And even better, we also have several PMs above all of this that are basically fronting the whole process or insulating us from end-user communication. So unlike most projects where, you know, if you've been involved with larger migration projects where good and for bad, you're usually, you know, half the day you're dealing with the actual migration procedure itself and the other half you're dealing with, this didn't work and that didn't work, and then you're complaining in the background, well, I still don't have – now that I've helped you with all these problems, I don't have time to actually run the migration. That has been addressed and accounted for. So I think in that respect we're in an ideal situation. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. The location for this project has changed slightly. I apologize for the musical chairs. I'm sure Eddie has spoken to you about several logistics over the course of our communication. It originally was going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, the location has been selected to be Hanover, Maryland, otherwise known as Baltimore. This could change, but as of today, it is Hanover, Maryland, / Baltimore. The reason I say / Baltimore is that for those of you that like to fly, literally, you take the rental car shuttle, you're 3 miles closer to the hotel and basically the customer site, another mile and a half, you're at the hotel, another mile from there, you're at the customer site. So as far as a long haul from the airport, absolutely not. You could basically walk there if you were so inclined.
And so I take it we're not going driving to Chicago now.
Yeah, at the current moment, yeah, we won't be driving to Chicago or Fort Wayne, Indiana. Is that Jim or
Rick.
Jane, or excuse me, or Rick Jarvis?
Yes.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. Sorry I'm late here. I didn't get the email right away.
Hey, Jason. I think when he was asking about Chicago, I think the intent of that question was for the 2-3 day training onboarding, off-site onboarding procedure that we're talking about.
Oh, thank you for the clarification. Who was that asking? Was that Curtis?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, so Curtis, that's that may still be in play. I'll back up a little bit. The customer themselves, they have locations all over the place, and like I was alluding to, the original location for what they were dubbing their war room was going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They've now selected that to be Hanover, Maryland, otherwise known as Baltimore. What Eddie is referring to is either this coming week or the week after, we Cybernetic, we have a facility in downtown Chicago and in East Chicago with training facilities, and we were putting on the agenda that we were going to have the migration engineers come to that one of those two locations for a couple days so that we can do, private onboarding and have frank discussions outside of customer ears. That may or may not happen physically at this point. However, it is our intention that Monday and Tuesday of this coming week we will have several lengthy WebEx sessions so that way no one has to last minute get on an airplane or get in a car, but yet we will have this basically the same virtual ability to have said discussions and show you guys lay of the land, if you will, as far as where we're going with this project. So in a nutshell, like I said, this you guys are here to help us migrate the workstations, migrate the groups, migrate the users, migrate servers with the Quest Migration Manager tool. You're also here to help migrate mailboxes. But what you're not here for, and this if you don't think this is positive, I got to shake your hand because this is a really good thing. Once again, you're not here to help support the end user problems. So when end users can't log into their machine, or their wallpaper's different, or they can't get to a map drive, or any of the other great things that we all love to bang our head on the table about, that's not us. So for the most part, quality of life in that respect is greatly improved. Now, the big, big trick to this project is twofold. One is going to Hanover, Maryland can sometimes be tricky because there's cars, planes, trains, automobiles, that stuff, right? Number two, we are dealing with a customer that has an extremely aggressive migration schedule, and a schedule so aggressive that we've made several comments that it may be physically impossible. To that extent, the migration is basically a 24/7 operation, so we will be doing this in shift-style fashion. So there will be three engineers and one architect for every shift around the clock. That doesn't mean that you won't have time off in the week. It doesn't mean that you're working 14-hour days, but what it does mean is that sooner rather than later, perhaps Monday or Tuesday, we will communicate to you a preliminary schedule of who and when, and then we'll use that opportunity to also make adjustments. For instance, if somebody has a medical issue or a personal issue and they can't work in the midnight, you know, the third shift, or don't want to work the third shift, we'll get all that up front and get that clear. But just want everyone to be aware that it will be a tad bit interesting for the first bit of the project. On a positive note, we're pushing extremely hard to push this project as remote as possible. It's our belief, because we do have several customer contacts backing us on this, is that the project will start off physical in Hanover, and that as things progress smoothly or smoother than as expected, that then they'll start giving us latitude and leeway to, you know, work out of your home. We have laptops that are being provided for each of the migration engineers to the customer. You will have full VPN access. So, you know, as you can imagine, as things progress, as things go, and, you know, things get ironed out, it'll be a hard argument for the customer to start requesting you guys on site, and it will save them money because we've already heard commentary on being conservative with expenses, which is all projects. So the silver lining is that we think this will go remote to some extent. However, up front, just be aware, it will be on site in Hanover, it will be 24/7, and there will be some folks that will be stuck with the infamous third shift, some with second, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to rotate through the shifts to provide quality of life. Any questions at this point? Okay. Let's see, anything else that I should add? Does anyone on the call have QMM experience? Have they been exposed to it, seen it before? I do have your resumes. I apologize. I speak to a lot of people every week, so I don't recall specifically if anyone does.
I believe Jay does.
Yeah, I do have experience with QMM.
Okay. Fantastic. What we're imagining will happen through basically an evolutionary process is that there may be a shift leader per shift. Obviously, previous experience may help accelerate that selection. However, I would like to say that whether you've used QMM or not, I by no means am expecting to drop you guys into these positions and say, go figure it out. That's the purpose of Monday and Tuesday's WebEx and then any other subsequent training / discussions that we'll have with you guys outside of customer ears. Number two, I'm very excited to work with you guys because I believe this is a very, very good skill-building opportunity. QMM is a very specialized tool. Very few people in the market have intense experience with it, and I think that if everything goes to plan and you guys you know, are ambitious, you'll find that at the end of this project you'll have a very, very valuable tool set under your belt for future opportunities. Hey, Rick W., you got anything else you'd like to add? I know I ramble sometimes.
I came in late on this, so I'm just capturing whatever I can at this point.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Is that Rick Jarvis?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My business partner Rick Wisniewski is on the call.
Okay.
Rick 2, I should say.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Jason, I think you covered it.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to distribute contact information to each of you guys. So that way, if you have any subsequent questions after this meeting, feel free to reach out to Rick or myself or, of course, Eddie. And we'll do our best to respond. I know we're heading into Easter weekend, so some folks of that faith will be busy. Beyond that, we do have non-disclosure agreements that you will be receiving very shortly. We will require those to be reviewed, signed, and sent back to us via fax or scan and email to myself or Rick by Monday before our discussion. You will be receiving those over the weekend. If you have any concerns, comments, please, sooner than later, send us back correspondence via email so that we can address it. However, be aware that those contracts need to be signed by 9 a.m. Monday and in my hands. Otherwise, you will not be able to participate in the phone call.
And also, weekend, you'll most likely be getting cybernetic mailboxes. So once we get that set up, you'll be getting that email shortly, so that we can start getting a straight line of communication. So everybody's on the same email level, address books and everything else. So as soon as we get your contact information, we could also feed that into Exchange, so everybody's cell phone or IM communications as well.
Yep, we have mailboxes that we're creating for you. We use a product called Basecamp that we use to store all our documentation centrally, which you guys will be able to get access to. We have a plethora of mechanisms in place to make this process as seamless as possible. We even have a web-based time reporting system, which will cover those procedures on Monday's call as to how that goes. But I believe you'll find that most of the infrastructure and administrata, if you will, has been addressed, covered, and basically designed so that you can do your job without having to deal with some of the more mundane details of contracting. So with that, if anyone has any questions, I'm floor is open.
I'm good.
All right.
Sounds as if everybody has an understanding, Jason.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so like I said, I'm going to distribute contact information for myself and Rick. We encourage comments, questions, feedbacks, concerns, likes, dislikes. We're a pretty transparent group of guys. I guess the only other thing I would add, we'll cover much, much more detail, like I said, on Monday. We intend to make this project productive. It will be challenging, but I will tell you that especially some of the folks that are already on the team are of a fun nature. So if you like to have a good time after work, we've got that. If you want to be serious, we've got that covered. So I think that this will be a very interesting team. You'll have a very good time. So I'm very excited for this to start.
Good.
All righty. Well, I appreciate everyone's time.
Thank you very much for the information.
Yep,
absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll talk to everyone soon. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Everybody tied out.